My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hotline, we bring in Joe Sheehan from the Joe Sheehan Newsletter. Hi, Joe. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Joe.
Good, man. Good time to be coming in and talk Guardians baseball, I guess, huh?
Excellent time, because I'm sitting here and I can't convince anybody to want to watch the Browns and Packers tomorrow because they're so not excited about the preseason.
Yeah, I preseason football, I have trouble getting into it myself just because so few of the real players play anymore. It's they got cut it back to three games, and I think I'm actually fourth on the depth chart for the Packers tonight.
Congratulations.
What position?
Outside linebacker.
Oh, okay.
I'm the only 5'7". This is how it gets. Guys who are 5'7", 200 actually play outside linebacker in preseason NFL football.
There you go. You're our new London Fletcher. It's awesome.
The show is now done. We will not have a line better than that all day.
Yeah, we're done. It's time to start the weekend. All right, look, we're looking at the Guardians, and things haven't felt real good for the last five games. Ooh. Here. Should we be concerned, especially when we look at this rotation?
Yeah, I'm definitely low man on the Guardians. I said even about a month ago that I'm concerned they're not even going to make the playoffs. Now, they're in pretty good shape. They're, I want to say this morning, still seven games clear of a playoff berth, but you mentioned that starting rotation, and it wasn't that strong even early in the season. They lost Bieber early. Tristan McKenzie was pitching through that UCL. You mentioned that he might hurt on the break. He might actually come back and pitch tonight. Of the six main starters they've used this year, guys, four of them are actually averaging less than five innings a start. And the other two, Bibee and Lively, are just a tick above that. So they've put a lot of weight on this bullpen. Anthony Castrovitz at MLB.com had a note that the Guardian starters are at the 23rd Major League Baseball in innings provided. So the bullpen's made up a lot of that. The bullpen's been absolutely fantastic, the best bullpen in the game, Clause at the back end. And, a lot of the – if you think about, Francona teams, they would get a lot of random performances from the bullpen. Steven Vogt has continued that. You look at what they've gotten from Cade Smith and Hunter Gaddis and Tim Herron. I mean, that's really been the core of a fantastic bullpen. But even in this last week, we started to see those guys slip a little bit. The workloads might be catching up to them.
Does Alex Cobb help the situation in a big way, in a little way, or who knows?
Who knows, because Alex Cobb hasn't been able to really stay in a rotation. I think that's a good gamble by the Guardians. It didn't really cost them anything in talent. It's going to cost them a couple bucks to pay him. But, Cobb didn't really have a role in that Giants rotation because they're so deep now. So taking a shot on him, when Cobb is one of these good or unavailable pitchers. When he's available, when he's healthy and on the mound, he's basically a number three, even a low number two starter. But it's getting into the mound that's been the problem. So it's a little bit, it's a high variance move trading for him, and I like that. I like the idea of going out and trying to get a guy who, if it all works out, could start game two of a playoff series for you.
Joe, I'm with you on that one. Matthew Boyd, where's your thought process on a guy coming back from Tommy John?
Managed to find somebody who's even more high variance than Alex Cobb is hard to do. Boyd, seven starts in 4 years or something. He just hasn't been able to stay on the mound. But it's the same thing. When he's been on the mound, he's been fairly – he hasn't been as effective as Cobb, but he's been fairly good. Again, take your chances because, you know, this pitching – as good as they've been at finding relievers this year, you know, the starters haven't really worked out. They've had some injuries at the upper levels. They don't really have the internal depth that we might have projected for them a couple of years ago. So go out, get guys who could be short-term solutions. You're just trying to – if one of those two guys steps in and gives you seven good starts down the stretch, you've won that trade package. So I'm more – how do I put this? I'm more confident in Cobb, but, again, Boyd is that variance rate. If you tell me that in a month from now we're talking about how he saved the Guardians' rotation, I can't be all that surprised. I'd like to tell you – I'm supposed to give you stronger answers in this, but in both cases – they're very much random number generators, and they could stay on the mound. They could, you know, Cobb and Boyd could give you 10 innings. They could give you 10 starts.
I'm looking at the race, and I'm just curious. One, should the Guardians be more concerned with the Royals or the Twins? And what are we looking at with the Twins here down the stretch? I mean, they've won five of their last seven. They dropped two to Chicago, but they've won five of their last seven.
Yeah, I still think the Twins are the best team in that division. They've had a ton of injuries up and down, which, hey, look, you build your team around Byron Buxton and Royce Lewis and Carlos Correa. That's part of the buy-in, right? You're going to expect some missed time. When they have everybody healthy, and Correa's about to come off the IL here, they're the best team in the division. I got some concerns. Joe Ryan left the game the other day. I haven't seen an update on him. That front three with Ryan, Lopez, and Bailey Ober has been fantastic. A bunch of strike throwers who throw those, you know, those modern IDB fastballs that are coming on a flat angle and end up high in the zone. Their Twins are very much a modern pitching development team, but they really want to throw those. The bullpen's been fantastic. Duran at the back end, they found a lot of guys this year to pitch well for them in front of him as well. If everybody's healthy, the Twins are the best team in this division. I think if you're the Guardians, you got to go into this weekend thinking, let's just take two. If you leave Minnesota with a 3.5 game lead, you've got to be thrilled.
I would agree with you completely on that one. What do you think of the Lane Thomas trade? What do you think of Lane Thomas's role on this team?
I don't think they gave up a ton for him. I think the question is I have is batting in second against right-handers. Even last year during his breakout season with the Nationals, he had a very big platoon split. Thomas is somebody who crushes lefties and just kind of hangs in there against righties. Basically a 300 OBP guy, even during his good years against right-handers. So when you drop him into the number two spot, that really, I think that's stretching what his actual skills are. Now, the number two spot's been an issue for the Guardians all year long, so I kind of understand the experiment. But to me, that hurts the lineup when you're hitting a 300 OBP in front of Jose Ramirez. I'm not sure how long that's going to last, how long it'll stay in that two spot against righties. If you saw the last at-bat of, I forget which of the two doubleheader games, guys, it was, but he got just blown away by Justin Martinez. Just a non-competitive at-bat. And that's who he is against righties. He really is somebody that can get blown away. So I like him as a fourth outfielder. I like him as a platoon partner. If you're going to play him every day, try to bat him lower in the lineup against righties. Do I like him better than John Kensley Noel and Angel Martinez and some of the guys they've been, you know, kind of running out there? Tyler Freeman. I mean, the outfield has been an issue for the Guardians. I think Thomas can play in that group, but I'd like to see his role a little bit reduced.
Just curious, your thoughts on Emmanuel Clase and his odds and chances of winning the Cy Young?
We really don't do that anymore. I mean, there was a stretch where award voters were really enamored of relievers. Eckersley won a Cy Young and MVP.
Yeah.
Willie Hernandez won an MVP. Eric Gagne won a Cy Young, if I remember correctly. Steve Petrosian won a Cy Young. We really haven't done that with relievers. There's a couple of things. One, relievers just throw so few innings now. It's very hard for them to accumulate the value. Most voting pools, and remember, the voters aren't a monolith. The voters for any award are a subset of 30 people from the BBWAA. So in any given year, you might have more stat heads or fewer stat heads on a given award. But when you talk about a pitcher who's going to get to 70, maybe 75 innings, it's very hard for them to accumulate the value. Even in a year where starting pitchers aren't throwing as many innings and when, you know, both Cy Young races are really up in the air, I would be very surprised. Could I see Clase getting a vote or two, finishing third, fourth, pops? Yes. I would be very surprised if he won the Cy Young Award.
How have the Guardians done this year, Joe? Joe Sheehan joining us from the Joe Sheehan newsletter. How have they done this? Because we've been thinking, you know, look at the rotation. This isn't going to last. Look at the lineup. That's not going to last. It's lasted. Here we are, you know, into August. They're still in first place. Might be struggling a little bit now, but they're still there. It's been a fun ride here.
they built up a great cushion early on when they were hitting. You mentioned the lineup has lasted. It really hasn't. If you look at last 6 to 8 weeks, the offense has really fallen off from that early season burst when they were scoring much more than we would expect any Guardians team to score. There's a lot of talk about the changes to the ballpark and how that changed the run environment. But, you know, even if you look past, if you use park-adjusted stats, they still looked very good. It's a good but not a great offense, in part because you just have a lot of holes. You know, Jimenez, I guess we're never getting 2022 back. Brian Rocchio didn't hit at all. Tyler Freeman didn't hit at all. So you have a lineup that has – it's had a lot of holes in it. You know, they brought up – and they brought up, you know, Noel. They brought up Martinez. They tried to be aggressive with that, trying to churn in guys, and I like to see that. But the offense just isn't what it was in the first 2 months. Starting pitching as well. You know, getting Gavin Williams back, it really seemed like it was going to be a really big deal. But, you know, he's averaging less than 5 innings to start. But, you know, Bivey Williams, I think, you know, Ben Lively, really a number five, who kind of got a little bit lucky on balls in play for a while. And I talked earlier about losing Bieber, what they got out of McKenzie so far this year. Carlos Carrasco's basically been a number five. You know, the rotation's never really been that good. To me, it's been the bullpen. One of the concerns I had with Stephen Vogt was, you know, he's never managed before. How is he going to run not just the big picture stuff, but the little pitch stuff on a night-to-night basis? And what we've seen, he's gotten great work out of, you know, Class A, we talked about him as a Cy Young candidate, but we knew he was great. But to get 200 innings of great work out of the next four guys in the bullpen, I think is one of the big things that he's done this year. So to me, this is a team that got off to a good start, has had an incredible bullpen, including a lockdown closer. A lockdown closer helps. I mean, if you look at some of the surprise, if you look at the best relief seasons in history, I mentioned Gagne, Fernando Rodney, Wade Davis, those teams tend to also be surprise teams because you just never lose a game late. So whereas most teams will lose, even the best closers will give up 3 to 4 losses a year in the late innings. You've got, you know, when you have one of these guys with a .069 ERA, you're not losing any of those games. So that's some extra wins that the Guardians have banked. So I think the bullpen's been the single biggest factor. And it's how they're going to hold on if they do hold on. Because the offense and the rotation, I just don't think they're going to be much better. It's going to take the bullpen winning every single game that they get handed a lead down the stretch.
Joe, I know I talked about Class A for Cy Young, but you would think it's Stephen Vogt's to win for AL Manager of the Year, as long as everything doesn't fall apart here. Agree? Disagree?
Yeah, I mean, even if it does fall apart, you look at the rest of the league, you know, Brandon Hyde, again, this is a team that has already jumped to that level, so I'm not sure Hyde's going to have a ton of support. Aaron Boone, I'd be surprised. Joe Espada, you know, in his first year in Houston, you can make a case maybe he'll get some respect if they win that division. But it would take probably not only would the Guardians have to lose the division, they'd probably have to fall out of the playoff mix and do it in a really ugly fashion. There was I heard coming in, guys, vote on an audio clip. And one of the things I think I see in him right now is not panicking. You know, you talk about rookie managers sometimes getting into a tough situation and not really knowing how to handle it. He seems calm. The five-game losing streak hasn't affected how he's approaching. He's not throwing players under the bus. He's not radically changing the lineup or how he uses the bullpen. So I think there's a calmness that he's projecting right now that helps his team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Joe, thank you so much. Always love your stuff and love all the information we get when we talk to you. So, and we'll be checking out the Joe Sheehan newsletter as well. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Joe Sheehan on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Interesting what he had to say. Are you concerned that, I mean, with this losing streak, you kind of wonder if this is just did they reach the apex of the season, or is more good things to come? And maybe we'll find out more over the next four games against Minnesota to kind of propel them into the rest of the year. But there's another faction that might be saying, all right, well, they've dodged bullets all season. Are the wheels falling out? How confident are you that the Guards are going to make the playoffs moving forward? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.